Latina
Vibes. Yes, it is.
Vámonos para latinas y latinos.
Wine Wednesday.
That's how we do it. It's September, y'all. It's September. Listening to the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia. Tillery.
Faye Domenech. Bienvenido.
Right. You know, I tell her it's Latin month and listen to her. She's fluent. She's fluent. Second glass of wine. She's going. She's going with it. Well, I mean, on air. Yes, you've always been fluent, but on air. On air. She's my sweet little... in case you were wondering, Art Spilios of Oak Harbor is here with us, my sweet listeners. Faye is the only Cuban who moved to Minnesota.
True, I missed the M.
And then came back to Florida. So that's
been
fun,
a running joke, Art. Yeah,
it's just hilarious. Let's face it. You don't get to always say that about every Cuban you meet. But on that note, welcome back. We're listening to
Midwest Nice with Latin Spice. That's what they used to call me.
Aw, that's clever. That is so clever. It's the Vero Insiders, and we always love to educate our listeners of where to go, what to try, how to give back. We have amazing sponsors that make the show possible. Like,
thank you.
Yes. So thank you so much. Like Sandridge. And, you know, September isn't just Latina month. It's also healthy awareness month and obesity awareness month. It's also hunger awareness month. So it's like those things kind of go hand in hand, you know, because those that don't have a lot tend to have a lot of bad things instead to eat rather than good things to eat. And White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery is a proud sponsor of the show. We participate as movers for Move for Hunger on a daily basis. And with Hunger Awareness Month being what it is, we are just so excited to be able to team up with local businesses and our customers to give them a complimentary box so that they can put non-perishable food items in it, and we can make sure that instead of them going into landfills in the process of the move, it instead can go into the local food pantries.
Definitely, and help another fellow.
That makes a lot of sense.
Nobody should go hungry, right? Not in this country.
And there's wonderful canned foods that are still good for you. You know, it doesn't have to be Twinkies. Okay.
Twinkies aren't canned, though, just FYI.
Well, it's not perishable. In fact, the whole world could end and there would still be Twinkies.
Yeah.
So with that being said.
Anna wants an island with some Twinkies. No,
right. I'm telling you.
Not even a little. Even since I was a child, I never understood those things.
The Twinkies?
I stay away. But peanut butter, cereals, canned tuna, all those things are in high demand. They're high.
Spam.
I love me some spam from time to time.
From
it's like I'm in Hawaii.
Who said what historical movie from 1981? She knows what spam is. I thought when you're
I thought she was going to say an affair. Not a historical, Beverly.
A classic would have been
a classic
an affair
movie.
To remember. That would have been a little bit.
On Golden Pond is a classic.
I thought
Art
she was going to go with Gone with the Wind or
on
something.
Golden Pond.
On Golden
sure
Pond.
It's a great movie. It's a classic, is it not?
It is.
Well, see, Art's on my side, girl.
Of course he is.
Of course he is, because it's right.
Because you're outnumbered over here.
I'm just betting that a
Art's
lot
a
of
guy,
the residents.
You're cute. He's going to be
a great
side
movie. But
it was a great movie.
I don't know.
Well, I think so.
No, it's okay.
Regardless, I'm just saying that it makes a big difference. So if you happen to want to clear out your pantries and you don't know where to go and you want someone else to help you out with it, you
and
just give a call.
Canned Twinkies,
donate,
let us
canned
know.
Twinkies. Yeah.
We have some canned Twinkies for you.
It's going to be delicious.
You
just give us a call over at White Glove at 778-4750, 866-GLOVE-10. Of course, Foxy Nails, Blue Star, which is going to be giving you this weekend and next weekend either 10% off your bill or a complimentary glass of wine with a ticket stub for the Vero Beach Theater Guild's Run for Your Wife. Big deal. It's going to be funny.
Deal.
It's a farce. It's at our local theater guild. I bet a lot of your residents love it there. Do you guys do trips over there, Art?
Oh, sure we do, yeah.
Yeah?
Everybody needs funny.
There's only five shows this season, so load up the bus, sir. Load up the bus. Of course, White Glove Moving, Pac-Mail Beachside. Next week is Grandparents' Day. I bet most of your residents are waiting patiently for their gifts on September 13th. That Sunday, it's Grandparents' Day. Pac Mail Beachside is going to give you $3 off your shipping if you mention the Vero Insider.
Do you have to be a grandparent of a two-legged child? Can it be a four-legged child?
I say all amount of legs should count.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're looking for that white glove truck to drive up any moment.
Absolutely.
And unload all those gifts.
And of course, the hair studio of Vero Beach. Maybe that would be a good grandparent's gift. Just saying.
Exactly.
A little pampering.
Hair Foxy nails as
Foxy
well.
Foxy nails. 7 days a week. Get a little glass of wine for grandma. Get her nails done. Get her hair done.
And Beverly can take care of all your problems.
And Beverly can take her from point A to point B and point C
and
too.
She could be set for
Lifestyle
grandpa.
Concierge of Vero. So all of those sponsors, thank you again for everything you do to make this possible. On the phone, we have Jim Knapp, realtor extraordinaire over at Alex McWilliam, who features and specializes in Oak Harbor. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
So you and Art, I bet, team up a lot. You know, you guys probably have several things that you have to come across the plate and say, hey, here's what my client wants. And then he has to come back and say, well, here's what the package is. And now that you are going to have an office next to his, that's going to be all sorts of fun.
Yeah, I can tell you, I love working with Jim. He's laid back. He's low pressure. He knows the Oak Harbor community. He knows the Oak Harbor Club, so that we do work well together. He hands off to me when it comes to club issues. When I have someone who's looking at the club and they're asking about properties, Jim's the man to send them to.
Very nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm dying to know because this is called the Vero Insiders, and we do this for lots of reasons. We love exclusives, like saying that there's a new social membership that's about to open up. You don't mm-hmm. even have to be a homeowner within Oak Harbor. That's sort of huge. But, Jim, might there be like a featured property or two that you'd like to describe to our listeners so they get a better understanding of what Oak Harbor has to offer?
Sure. Right now we've got homes that range from the middle 200s up to the middle 600,000s. We've got condos that range from 175,000 up to about 400,000. I've got a terrific golf cottage right now that's just been on the market a couple of weeks. It's impeccably renovated. New kitchen, new bathrooms, tropical hardwood flooring throughout.
Oh, wow.
Hardwood kitchens, granite countertops, stainless appliances. Enclosed porch. It's got a generator on the property. In case
wow,
of
nice. Value. Bye-bye, Erica.
It's about 2,000 square feet. It's got a terrific golf course view on the third hole at Oak Harbor, and it's listed at $369,000.
The prices are very fair.
They are. And often I have golf cottages that are in the 200s also. It ranges. I've got about a 3,400 square foot home at 4675 Hamilton Court in Hamilton Island in Oak Harbor. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful executive home. It was custom built by a family from John's Island originally. It's actually 3,300 square feet, three bedrooms, three baths, nice. An enormous great room in it.
Now
and
you got my attention.
I think we got a buyer.
She doesn't meet the age demographic yet. Keep going.
I don't.
So, anyways, we've got some nice choices of properties that are currently available for sale, and we'll have some additional listings coming in once we get to the fall. We start to pick up listings typically in October, and then again in January for high season.
I see.
But any time is a good time to look and buy at Oak Harbor. You can see the listings on the alexmcwilliam.com website. And I'm in the process of revamping my own website, which is islandhomesofvero.com. You can see some of the properties that I've sold recently on that website. Either are good choices.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, but we are sort of a visual
everything. Yeah, you have
day
to see
and age.
It. Picture
I mean,
says
it,
a
it does,
thousand words.
It does. And of course, you're available to be able to show those properties and give people custom tours and then pass them right along to Art so they can discover all those wonderful amenities. Again, we are really excited about the Salty Seaside Social that's happening tomorrow from 5 to 7.
Come along.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be your premier first glimpse. If you haven't had a behind-the-scenes sneak peek at Oak Harbor yet, for any reason.
I have it on my schedule.
Yeah, definitely. Right? It'll be a good way for them to check out the club, see everything.
And learn about how this is a very important demographic to Vero Beach. And I know that as the Oceanside Business Association member, it is very exclusive. I mean, you're only so big in the OBA. And with that being said, as other business owners and professionals, us commoners on the mainland, we want to be able to understand what our audience wants. And at the end of the day, we do have a senior demographic, a senior audience. And
mature.
We need, yes.
Mature audience. Mature.
Seasoned. And we want to be able to give them what they want. And then henceforth, we need to listen to what they want and what they expect. And I think that obviously Oak Harbor has that pegged in a lot of ways. You've listened, you figured out what they need, what they want, and you keep it on site.
And you keep on raising the bar based on the new...
And I'm really happy to be here on Art's show because with the business that I'm in with Lifestyle Concierge, I encounter people all the time who are making that decision to move away from their regular homes to some type of assisted living, or they're moving down that scale where it transitions into needing more and more help. And so I've really been educated today, Art, and I appreciate that. So we do have a lot of talking to do.
I know. It is. It's going to be fun. Art, what else is in store for you guys this upcoming season aside from tomorrow's event?
Well, you know, we're looking forward to the season. We have a lot of entertainment coming in for our members. We'll be having an opera come to Oak Harbor.
Get out.
No, yeah.
Just bringing in an opera, not a big deal, Anna. Just not a big deal.
you know, we'll have one or two other dinner theater type events for our members. We have regular entertainment on Thursday evenings, Saturday evenings, throughout the year. And
are they well attended? Just out of curiosity, how many of your residents and members will come in?
Oh, pretty much most of our membership relies on the club. They rely on the club for, you know, the various services we've talked about. But awesome. For the meals, of course, we do have gourmet meals, four-course gourmet meals with Vero's Top Chef. Two years running.
Not bragging, just stating facts, y'all.
For the last 2 years, we understand this.
Yeah.
And is it just dinner service that those meals are available?
No, we have a continental breakfast each morning, and we serve lunch and dinner.
So they basically never have to cook again if they don't want to.
Is that
what I'm hearing?
Never. That's 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Wow.
That's amazing.
We provide for our members.
And are the shows vary in their types? Like the kind of shows, they're all different kinds, correct?
Oh, yeah. We have different shows, different entertainment, harpists, pianists.
No Magic Mike kind of stuff, though.
No mystery dinners.
But he's not ruling it out, babe. That's my event expert. She's kicking it up 10 notches.
Make sure that the heartbeat's still going.
Right? She's just checking.
Can we make reservations for 5 years in advance?
Just saving the date. Well, folks, we're about ready to wrap up our first half. There's more to go because we have all sorts of fun things up our sleeves with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. If you're thinking about getting out of the car soon, just make sure you visit theveroinsiders.com so you can live link to all of our sponsors and get the tips and tricks that we talk about. It'll be posted on our blog. But don't go anywhere.
Yeah, we're coming back.
Hi, everyone. It's Kitty from the Blue Star. Hey, have you checked out our new location downtown on 14th Avenue across from the Community Center and Pocahontas Park? You need to. We now have a full kitchen serving our famous chicken pot pie, along with some new favorites like Creole shrimp and grits, seared diver sea scallops, hand-cut Angus ribeyes, and some of the most creative burgers in town. And as always, we have great live music. Join us for our Tuesday night blues jam or perhaps the Thursday jazz series. I'll see you soon at the Blue Star. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m.
Do your kids love to jump, flip, swim, and soar? Then Christie's Fitness is the place to be this summer. Coming this July to Christie's is the new all-around camp. Junior superheroes will develop skills in swim, gymnastics, and arts and crafts. All-around camp at Christie's is for children 5 to 13 and runs Monday through Friday from 9 to 3:30 with trips to Skate Factory, swimming, and a weekly pizza party. Visit christiesfitness.com or call 772-563-0905. Don't forget to ask about preschool swim school and summer dance camps.
Wish you had more time for fun in the sun with your family? Bogged down with that never-ending list? The shopping, chauffeuring, arranging, organizing, and don't forget the pet appointments. Maybe you have a birthday or anniversary plans to make. It's all so time-consuming. Let Lifestyle Concierge Vero Beach help you get things done. We're that extra pair of hands you need to balance your day. We offer customized, affordable services to fit your needs. call 772-217-2160 or visit us online at www.conciergevero.com. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach, making life easier every day.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
That's right. We're having so much fun. We forget that the mics are live. I love life. I love it.
We have things to talk about and things to plan and arrangements to make.
It's amazing. You can fix all of life's problems with some live microphones, a couple bottles of wine, and talking great events.
I think we've got solved it all right here today.
We have it figured out, folks. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I love coming with these girls each and every week.
Thank you.
Some new faces, some not so much, you know? Like, I just love it. I just love it. Beverly McCormick of Lifestyle Concierge of Vero, she's a sponsor. She's that extra set of hands you need, no matter your age, no matter your location. She can help you throughout Indian River County.
Don't stress.
Don't stress, right?
Never should stress.
Yeah. Well,
Latina month. You shouldn't stress.
It's Latina month. We are celebrating. I've got it all figured out. We already said that. It was perfect. Art Spilios with Oak Harbor is here. He's talking about how Oak Harbor is just getting better and better, expanding upon its already great base. Right? We're getting ready to double in size with Somerset House, which is the assisted living community located within the Oak Harbor community, correct?
That's right.
New ownership, new lease on life, if you will. Social memberships coming soon.
They have some, it's amazing facility. They're just making it bigger, badder.
A lot of exciting changes.
Wrong. Yeah, you very know, much so.
Faye Dominique, she is our event expert. My fellow Latina sister from another mister. And what is it that that you would say you see trending? Because we're coming back. I mean, no matter how we look at it, it's September 9th. We're just a couple weeks away from October. We're October, then it's like all of a sudden someone shoots off the balloons
cannon.
and the sparklers and everything.
Open the gates.
Yeah, and we're back to season. What is it that you see trending? How is it that your expertise can aid some of our listeners who serve on various committees and do different things? They're planning something.
What I'm seeing trending a lot for, let's say, the more the galas and the bigger, you know, non-for-profit events, is pre-registration of auction.
Oh.
So people can bid prior, get a taste of what's going to be available, get basically get enticed with what's going to be in auction.
Oh, I love enticement. Tell me more.
And be able to bid and so forth, which just basically generates more interest in wants to go to the event and so forth, which in turn interest into dollars for that fundraiser.
For that particular benefactor.
So it works out really well.
That's good to know. And again, those people that are saying, all right, I'm thinking I want to do something within my community. I want to bring together, or I'm having that wedding or that renewal or that big event, no matter what it is to you as a person or as a group, what is it that you can bring to the table for them?
We can do as much or as little as a client wants. I always tell my clients, you know, there's people that always like to be more involved. You know, there's others that just want to show up.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. We won't mention names. And then others that just want to show up because it's their day, and rightly so. We'll do as much or as little as a client wants, whether it be a wedding, an anniversary party, a birthday, a baptism, you know, a shower, anything.
A retirement party. Ow!
I'm hoping to have one of those sometime soon.
One day.
The best part is turning it loose to somebody else so you don't have to worry about it
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, it is kind of liberating.
It's a lovely thing because, you know, what I don't think people realize is, again, our spectrum of what we do. And additionally, it's a great thing because we have a lot of experience. I've been doing this 18 years, not just here in the Treasure Coast, but worldwide. We don't work just here. You know, we are held to a higher standard in the sense of when we work with clients that are, from Paris, London, even Miami, California, New York. We travel to all these places and we're held to that standard that it has to be flawless.
And you just bring that in. That's just part of the package when you come here to Vero.
Exactly.
All of our lucky listeners.
I'd rather stay here, so just give me one.
Supply me with ample amounts of business, please, and thank you.
My son would much rather not for me to travel so much. But the good thing is you're getting a lot of experience for very, very fair costing. We price and we work with whatever budgets. We're not, saying it has to be so much. You come to us, we discuss budget, we move from there, and we give you much more value than that.
Right.
And again, it's headache-free, we've never had a complaint, and you can't go wrong.
Well, speaking from experience, I saw what she was able to do on a very small budget for a very sweet and simple wedding, and it was over the top, and they were beyond ecstatic.
They sent me a lovely note.
And that's the delivery is everything.
Exactly.
And execution.
The point is, quite frankly, is you only get one time to create those memories.
Right.
I take that very seriously and I take it to heart. So I am more than cognizant of how perfect it needs to be. I probably worry about it more than my clients do.
She probably does.
Yeah, I do.
You know, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you here today because I think we have so much in common because we do similar types of things. And what matters most is the outcome. And how pleased somebody
exactly.
is with, what you're able to do for them.
Nothing better than really
it's really hard to meet somebody who mirrors how you feel about working with your customers. And Faye does. And I like that.
Thank you for that.
Good job,
we create, we're creating people's memories, whether it be their wedding, their anniversary.
Absolutely.
And it's something that you don't get a do-over.
Oh, I'm curious, now that we have art in the studio, are there, when people are there in Oak Harbor, have there been second weddings, like people have fallen in love now. They've had a widower, right? And then they run out of the clubhouse and they get a second wedding, that sort of thing. I bet, right?
Yeah, we've had a couple of members renew their vows.
Renew vows.
And we've also had some outside weddings as well. Come to Oak Harbor for the venue. Typically, we look for a member sponsor, but we have been doing some outside events. Primarily charity, but also all the private outside events, anniversary parties, weddings.
Very nice. Very nice.
They have a great facility, both inside and out, and they have a multitude of areas that you're able to do stuff in, which is very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, we have several venues within the clubhouse.
I've been in there. It is huge. How big is it?
It's 42,000 square feet.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, is that all?
That's it.
My goodness.
Oh, I see.
I think
that's
I can handle that.
The dining room only seats about 300 with 5,000 square feet.
Yes.
I know. It's like, can we all fit in there? Yeah. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Our spare room,
I see a party in the planning.
Only 2,500.
I see all sorts of wheels turning over here with my lovely ladies. Well, Jim Knapp of Alec McWilliam, he is on the phone. He is able to help you with all your real estate needs within Oak Harbor. So if you are a listener and you have a loved one or you are yourself is interested in purchasing some property, Jim, can you once again rattle off that email so people know how to reach to you?
Sure. It's jimverobeach@gmail.com.
Terrific.
And you can look at any of the properties that are currently for sale at alexmcwilliam.com.
Wonderful.
And also islandhomesofvero.com. Either one of those websites will work.
All easy to remember.
Yeah.
A little bit of an enticement. I'll mention to you that even though prices have moved up and moved up fairly sharply over the last 2 years in Oak Harbor, they're still a good 30-35% below their peaks when the market was booming back in 2006. So there's plenty of room. And probably a better buy in general in real estate than you'll see typically on the Barrier Island, the other market that I also work to a lesser extent. So it's a good opportunity. And with the change in ownership, I just want to mention that the inquiry rate is up considerably.
Oh,
I
bet.
I think it's because of the new ownership, the new developer, they're moving forward.
A breath of fresh air. There's no doubt about that. And it's been a fun Wine Wednesday, and I hate to cut anyone short, but it's that time where we have to say goodbye. I ask you all to visit theveroinsiders.com, support our sponsors. Please tune in next week at 5 o'clock as we take you on your drive home full of information.
Enjoy your week, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.